This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
The opioid epidemic in America will be getting more attention this month due to policy statements in popular magazines. A week ago, President Donald Trump declared the opioid epidemic to be a national emergency. Given the recent statistics, that might be an understatement. Last week, People magazine featured the epidemic on its cover and showed pictures of the faces of the epidemic. The statistics are alarming. Fatal overdoses from natural and semi-synthetic opioids like morphine and oxycodone are at 24%. Fatal overdoses involving heroin have tripled in the last decade from 8% to 25%. Nearly 200,000 Americans have died from overdoses related to prescription opioids. Overdose death rates are the highest for adults 45 to 54, the greatest increase in fatal overdoses for adults 55 to 64. No wonder some refer to the opioid epidemic as this generation's AIDS crisis. All of these statistics may even be underreported. One study estimates that due to the variation from state to state in filling out death certificates, opioid deaths may be underreported nationally by as much as 24%. Many autopsies show pneumonia as the cause of death, even when a toxicology report shows high levels of opioids in the body. Also, many people die in ways related to opioid addiction, suicide, or car accidents while driving under the influence. Senator Ron Johnson has also been looking at the possibility that the Medicaid expansion under Obamacare may be contributing to the rise in opioid abuse. Most people who are prescribed painkillers don't become addicted, but those who get hooked often turn to the streets. You know, all of this attention on the opioid epidemic is helpful if we are to address this crisis with compassion and sound policy. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
From Sony Pictures, All Saints, the inspiring story of Pastor Michael Spurlock with John Corbett in theaters August 25th, rated PG, allsaintsmovie.com.